Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we were speaking about musafaha. Musafaha means to shake hands, but to shake with both hands. In other words, both hands of ours must meet both hands of the next person, and there is no such thing as going up and down or pressing the person's hand. Sometimes you find a person hitting from the side. All these things are not necessary. A person just meets like that, puts his both hands together, and that's how he makes musafaha. This is the sunnat method of making musafaha. In fact, all those other introductions are something that we should stay away from. And in introduction of squeezing a person's hand, and in introduction of swaying a person's hand from right to left, or left to right, sometimes you find a person when they're meeting, then the thumbs start pressing, and other things also are added. So we should keep it to the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made musafaha. And we explained the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that he said, "Kaffi bayna kaffi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." My hand was between the two hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, today we go on further on the virtues of musafaha, the virtues of shaking hands, as we would say. So what is the virtues? And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, "Lamma jaa ahlul yamani, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qad jaa'akum ahlul yamani, وهم أول من جاء بالمصافحة رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح." Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that when the people of Yemen came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The people of Yemen have come to you." They were the first to perform musafaha. The people of Yemen were the first to perform musafaha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he affirmed good actions and qualities that were prevalent before the advent of nubuwwat, before the advent of prophethood. Those qualities that were good, those qualities that were desirable, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed it. So now that affirmation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one form of confirming that something is correct, and one form of confirming that this is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his confirmation. So here we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirming that these were the first people to make musafaha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy with the action. He confirmed it. And in other hadith we find even by the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made musafaha. So one is his confirmation and one is his practical amal. His practical actions showed us that this is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anil Bara'i radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من مسلمين يلتقيان فيتصافحان إلا غفر لهما قبل أن يفترقا رواه أبو داود. حضرت براء رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that no two Muslims meet and perform musafaha with each other without being forgiven before they part. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no two Muslims meet and perform musafaha with each other, musafaha, meeting of hands with each other, without being forgiven before they part. So here musafaha has various benefits. Some of the benefits from the other ahadith we'll just mention now. It causes sins to be forgiven. From other ahadith we learn that musafaha removes malice and disunity and draws the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a believer meets another believer, offers salam to him and then performs musafaha. So here we realize that salam first and then musafaha. Sometimes a person just shake hand but there's no salam. It should be done with salam. This meeting of hands must be done with salam. In this hadith we see Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a believer meets another believer and offers salam to him and then performs musafaha, both of their sins fall off just as the leaves fall off a tree. Just as the leaves fall off a tree, especially in autumn, you'll see how much of leaves fall off the trees. So many leaves fall off the tree. Like that, sins start falling off from a person just by making musafaha, making salam, making musafaha with his brother. Another narration has it that when two Muslims meet and they perform musafaha, they praise Allah Ta'ala and they seek forgiveness for one another, their sins are forgiven. So here the hadith is saying that when two Muslims meet, they praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and they seek forgiveness for one another, their sins will be forgiven. An easy way to do this, to make amal on this hadith, an easy way to do it is when you meet a person, say, "Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum." that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. May Allah ta'ala forgive us, and may Allah ta'ala forgive you. Hear us in the royal plural, may Allah ta'ala forgive us, may Allah ta'ala forgive you, Allah ta'ala forgive all of us. So beautiful way a person is saying one simple word, and he's getting the benefit of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This hadith, as we just mentioned, that when two Muslims meet, perform musafaha, they praise Allah ta'ala, seek forgiveness for one another. Yeah, pray, seeking forgiveness one another. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. Allah ta'ala forgive us and forgive you. Then what will happen is their sins are forgiven. Sins are forgiven so easy. Allah ta'ala is just looking for excuses to forgive our sins. Therefore, a Muslim never gets despondent. If he makes a mistake, he always turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we explain that your forgiveness refers to minor sins. Major sins, a person has to make tawbah, and he has to make amends for that sin that he has done by making tawbah. And if it's a rights of somebody that he has taken away, something that he has stolen, something that he has taken away from somebody, somebody may have kept something by him in amanat, and he just never returned it. So it's a right of someone that he took away. So here we find, then a person has to make rights firstly, that right of someone else that he has taken, ask the person for maaf, forgiveness, and then a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he asks Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.